Iran is watching developments in Iraq and in the U.S. with great concern. There's an election in Iran tomorrow for city councils and clerical members of the Assembly of Experts, a body that can determine who will be supreme leader. And just as there are discussions in this country about whether to talk to Iran, there is debate over there about whether to talk to the U.S. Publicly, Iran says the U.S. needs to announce its withdrawal plans from Iraq first, then it will talk. But, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran, there is more to the story.
In public, Iranian leaders talk tough. From President Ahmadinejad on down, they say the U.S. should announce its plans to leave Iraq, and Iran will discuss how it can help with the withdrawal. Often their comments are dripping with sarcasm. This is Mohammad Ali Hosseini, spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry. The Americans are drowning, and to rescue themselves, they set preconditions, Hosseini says. They are drowning, they want help, but they are impolite. Iranian political leaders and analysts follow developments in the U.S. with rapt concentration, far more carefully, it seems, than do American leaders of the political situation in Iran. The Iranians are well aware of the results of November's congressional elections and of the conclusions of the Baker-Hamilton study, which recommends direct engagement with Iran over Iraq. They see recent developments as weakening the American president, and some in Iran are inclined to take advantage of that. Iranian conservatives look upon the U.S. military force in Iraq as a potential direct threat to the national security of Iran. But at the same time, they believe the U.S. is bogged down and trapped in Iraq and needs Iran's help. So Iran ought to extract a high price, says columnist Amir Mohibian.
They should remove their dangerous forces against Iran in this region. And I think in a good situation, we can have a kind of conversation with each other. But actually, we think that the United States only wants to have conversation only for conversation, not for results.
But others here understand that if the Bush administration decides to engage Iran, Tehran will not be able to establish its own preconditions for talks. At the same time, Iranian analysts, both conservative and liberal, do not agree with frequent American assertions that Iran is interested in prolonging the chaos in Iraq. The more complex view here is that engagement with the United States could be beneficial for Iran because American and Iranian goals in Iraq are quite similar. That's the view of Nasser Hadian, political science professor at Tehran University.
Iran has a lot of interest to see Iraq is stable, territorial integrity of Iraq is intact, and there is a friendly government there. Thus, Iran is very much interested to see a stable Iraq, and in that regard, their interest is not different from the U.S.
And so some analysts think that Iran is actually eager to have substantive talks with the U.S. Saeed Laylaz, a political analyst who has known President Ahmadinejad for a decade, believes that all of Iran's senior leaders want to begin negotiations with the U.S., especially the Iranian president.
I believe he is actually impatient for this. He is much, much more eager than everybody else to establish negotiation and relationship with the United States through publishing the two letters, through sending a lot of messages publicly or privately to the West.
Earlier this year, Ahmadinejad sent a letter to President Bush, a kind of religious and political lecture, and last month the Iranian president released an open letter to the American people. These letters were not taken seriously in the White House and were largely ignored by the news media. That's not a surprise given Ahmadinejad's tone, says Nasser Hadian.
He's so self-confident. He thinks that, okay, he can negotiate with Americans from a position of respect and strength. Not everyone would agree with him, of course, on that point.
Ahmadinejad's frequent invective against Israel, his denial of the Holocaust, his public disdain for the United States, and Iran's continuing work on uranium enrichment all combined to make engagement with Iran seem all but impossible for the Bush administration. But Saeed Laylaz argues that the U.S. would benefit from looking past the tone and the unpleasant public rhetoric of Iranian officials.
If United States allowed to have better ties or at least start a strategic negotiation with Tehran, absolutely the opinion of Tehran about United States will be better and be sure that this is in benefit of Islamic Republic of Iran to see a quiet and secular regime in Iraq.
A quiet and secular regime sounds very much like what the Bush administration would like to achieve in Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.